From the WGXC newsroom, this is the WGXC Daily News. Rachel Silverstein reports in the Times Union that dozens of people testified in favor of keeping the Burdett Birth Center at Samaritan Hospital in Troy open at a public hearing on September 18th at Russell Sage Bush Memorial Center. If the center closes, there will be no birthing services in Rensselaer County, and there are already no birthing services in Greene or Columbia counties. Zanetta Gary with the Save Burdett Birth Center Coalition said, and I quote, "The closure of Burdett Birth Center is not just going to create issues in this community, but it's going to exacerbate existing issues. Anyone with any exposure to public health knows that black women are in danger, and this closure is only going to further that," end quote. The State Department of Health must sign off on the planned closure of the center at the end of the year. Officials with St. Peter's Health Partners say the birthing center is losing $2.3 million annually. A 2020 merger by the hospital eliminated services such as tubal ligations and vasectomies at Samaritan Hospital, but also had officials promising other services would remain. Attorney General Letitia James said at the hearing, and I quote, "We must address the fact that the closure will break a promise made to the community at the time of the original merger. Promises to their community, to their donors, and to my office. Promises about the level of care that will be provided. The closure would not only undermine this process, but it may very well erode trust in the hospital system altogether," end quote. Read more about this story in the Times Union. Luke Parsnall reports in New York State of Politics that sales tax collections in New York were up 4% in August over a year ago, according to State Comptroller Tom DiNapoli's office. DiNapoli said in a statement, and I quote, "Local sales tax collection in August continue a pattern of moderate increases in 2023, with overall growth having all but returned to pre-pandemic rates. Local officials should budget accordingly and monitor cash flow for the foreseeable future," end quote. Read more about this story in New York State of Politics. Thomas C. Zambito reports in the Democrat and Chronicle that tolls on the New York State Thruway will increase by 5% in January. Another toll increase in 2027 will have EasyPass users paying about a nickel per mile, up from the current 4.5 cents. Those paying tolls by mail in passenger cars would pay 8.6 cents per mile, up from the current 5.8 cents. Thruway officials say 85 bridges need to be replaced over the next 10 years, costing $800 million. Officials said, and I quote, "Factoring the hundreds of bridges that will require replacement not long thereafter, the costs escalate into the $6 to $7 billion range, which the existing toll rate structure will not support," end quote. Read more about this story in the Democrat and Chronicle. And that wraps up the WGXC Daily News. You can visit our website at WGXC.org for local weather updates, public meetings, a community calendar, or COVID-19 updates. And while you're there, please click on the donate button to become a WGXC sustaining supporter or make a one-time donation. From the WGXC Newsroom, I'm Philip Grant. Have a good day and a pleasant tomorrow.